It was a really good practice. We had some, even had some guys getting together, had to break them up a little bit through competition going on. And, no, it was very, very good, very, spirited practice. And, I thought, Blake had a better day today. Thought he was, solid yesterday, but much better today. Seemed to be on it. So, just overall, very good. Mercedes had a really good day today. Really good practice. Cyprian is a guy that had a good day on the defensive side. We're watching this. We're pointing it out in meetings. You know, we're taking a guy from each side of the ball and kind of pointing it out in meetings. Hey, these guys really stood out in practice today. And, you know, I think it's we've done it the last couple of days. I think it's good for our guys. And then, you know, challenging our guys, you know, really to get to that level. So I think the big thing we're looking for this excellence. You know, you see like the teams that have these, and we've had some too, these 12-play, 80-yard drives. And you watch them and you say, what happens in order for that to take place? Well, there's a lot of mistake-free football. You don't see a lot of penalties, no turnovers. It's just, you know, really you take the 12 plays, 80 yards, you drive. That's a heck of a drive. We've had some, but it's just, what does it take to get a drive like that? That's what we challenge our players. It takes excellence. Every play. And it's a new way, I guess, to talk to our guys about precision. And then, you know, on defense, run, hit, and get the ball. Those are the big things that we're talking about there. So, but it's been good.
Mercedes, obviously, skill set is wonderful that he brings to your offense. But just having a guy that started over 100 career games,
yes.
When you've got so many young guys, how important is that?
Well, I tell you what. I know in pads yesterday when Mercedes was in there and we had a run play, it just felt different to the other guys. You know, when we ran at the tight end side, I know the whole line, O-line felt it. And just in the passing game, too, some of the plays that he's made. I think you saw him out in London make some great plays. Well, you saw that again today. And I think the team really is feeling him. So I think, you know, not only by his style of his play, his toughness on the line as an inline blocker, and then just his leadership, I think the team is really feeling him. So he just appears to be in a good place right now.
Yesterday you mentioned Gino, JT, and Telvin as your best linebackers. Who would play the strong side?
Telvin. Okay. Or the auto spot would be probably, you know, looking at Gino. Okay. If we go with that group, Gino would play some auto.
Do you expect Sip to have a bounce back game?
Yeah, I do. Just the way he's been practicing. Yeah, I know he missed some tackles, and I know for him, you know, that it wasn't good enough. And, you know, that's, again, when you practice, you know, I told him, you know, practice is permanent. You know, it's like, you know, if you play with great effort in practice, and I tell you guys, we really play with really good effort in practice, and I believe in the game we play with really good effort. So that's why practice is permanent. It's a little bit different mentality. Now, if practice is perfect, we have to practice with excellence, and if we do that, it will show up on the field. We haven't practiced, we haven't played with excellence. And therefore, it's got to come back to practice. We need to see it in practice. I felt like Sips had really two really good days of excellence in practice. And therefore, in my belief, it'll carry over to the game.
Strong side. What's the challenge there for him, Gino?
At the auto spot?
Yeah.
Well, it's new for him. I know, like, the first day when we did, just had, you know, we're taking a look at, he went over and lined up on the same side as Telvin. No, you know, just that stuff. But he's pretty sharp now. Gino's pretty sharp. And some of the techniques that we're asking him to do, he's done before. So, you know, he has some recall. And I think it's just the ability to play. And Gino's been playing pretty well, pretty instinctive. And, you know, taking a look at the possibility of those three guys on the field at the same time. You know, we'll, you know, as we get closer to the game, we'll have a better idea if that's the direction we'll go.